There it is. The lifestyle klaxon has sounded. And, new research is marking the launch of the Aviva Community Fund 2017. It's found that community organisations have experienced a drop in the number of volunteers over the last 2 years. To talk about this, first of all, from Aviva, and that's Alistair McQueen. Good morning, Alistair.
Morning, Darren.
How are you?
Very well, thank you very much.
Excellent. Alongside yourself, it is rugby legend that is Danny Kerr. Good morning, Danny.
Good morning, mate.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Yourself?
Not bad at all. Not bad at all. Alistair, let's come to you first of all. Tell us how Aviva have got involved with this.
Yeah, Aviva been in the UK for over 300 years, helping people protect their properties, protect their cars, save for the future. And really, the Aviva Community Fund is something we're setting up to help invest back in the communities that we've been working with over those years. Our philosophy, I suppose, is a healthy community is healthy for the country and is ultimately good for business. So what we're setting up, we've been doing it now for 2 years, this is the third year, is the Aviva Community Fund. A fund of money inviting local community groups, charity groups, to put in bids, anything between maybe £1,000, £25,000. The deadline is the 10th of October. If any of these groups come forward, put in their bids, hopefully they can be successful and that money can then be invested back into the local community to help take those communities forward in the years to come. So we're very keen to invite people, whether you're an Aviva customer or not, it doesn't matter, put in your bids by the 10th of October, get successful, get that money and invest it back into communities across the country.
And I suppose, Danny, for even like sporting organisations, this is massive, because local sporting community organisations could really get something out of this.
It's absolutely huge. It's a wonderful campaign to be involved with. I visited Maidenhead Rugby Club last week, and just to see what a little bit of funding can give everyone, all the kids, a ball. They can go home and help practice at home, which means that there's better standards there. There's balls, there's kit, there's tackle bags, and little things like that. You put it in a rugby context, means a world of difference.
Yeah, so it certainly does. Is it, Alistair, quite easy for people to get hold of this money? What sort of hoops do they need to go through?
It's very easy to put in your bid. I think what we're finding is people are time poor. We've got very busy lives, so we've made this process as simple as possible. If you just simply go onto the internet and search for Aviva Community Fund on a very simple website, the information is there. The simple form we're inviting people to fill out, explain to us what you would do with this money, how much money you want, how do you think it could benefit your local community, and submit that to us, as I say, by the 10th of October, and then you're in the process. We'll then invite you to get some people voting for your bid, and then eventually, in the start of next year, we'll be inviting and then paying out that money to the successful community. So it's a simple process. Find it, Aviva Community Fund on the internet, get your bid in by the 10th of October, and then hopefully you can start investing that money in the future of your local community in the months and years to come.
Because, I mean, Danny, looking at where you came from in rugby, just around the corner up here in Leeds.
Exactly, mate. Yeah, a place close to my heart, West Pratt Bramhope up in Leeds. And later on, when I was a bit older, I played for Otley. So, I've seen firsthand what a group of people and a community coming together for a good cause, and, you know, kids, grandparents, parents coming down, helping out, giving yourselves, you know, something productive doing on a weekend. And as a player, you know, growing up, I'm, you know, very privileged, and, you know, the people that helped me on my way, it definitely gave me a massive start in my rugby career, and people that I'll never forget and very thankful for.
Was it always Union for you up in Leeds? Because it's a hotbed of rugby league, as we know, around these parts.
It really is, yeah. And I was a massive Rhinos fan. I was there every Friday night in the stands singing away. And just from where the part of Yorkshire I was from and the part of Leeds, it was all rugby union or it was football. So my school, Prince Henry's Grammar School, very good rugby school. So we played rugby, and I played local football for adults. So I never had the chance to play rugby league. It would have been great. I'm a massive fan of it, but yeah, I've always been Union.
And at one point, you could have been a professional footballer. You were one of those kids at school that were just good at everything, Danny, weren't you?
I enjoyed sports. My mum and dad took me down to every club they could find, and that's something I'll be doing with my son as well. Just giving it all the opportunity to experience it all, and then choose your favourite one. And yeah, I wanted to be a footballer for a long time in my childhood, and I had a few years at Sheffield Wednesday, which was brilliant. And then came back to rugby quite late, and ended up here chatting to you on a Thursday. birthday. So, yeah, it's been an interesting
living
journey.
The dream, Danny.
Exactly,
living the dream.
Exactly.
That's what we like to hear. So football, is it Sheffield Wednesday your team, or are you more Leeds United?
I'm not either, to be honest.
Let's get controversial.
I'm going to get some stick here, but I've grown up as a Liverpool fan. My brother was a Leeds fan. My mum and dad are Brummies, so my dad was West Brom, my mum was Wolves, so there's a big rivalry there. So I thought, you know what, I'll add a bit to this bit of sibling rivalry, and I went for Liverpool, and we haven't won anything really since. So it's been a tough last few years, but hopefully we can turn it round.
Just a lot of chances last night in that Champions League game.
There was indeed. We seem to be struggling to get the ball in the net, and we seem to be leaking a few. So it's one of them. I like the squad we've got. I love our manager Jurgen Klopp, and I think hopefully given the time and maybe a little bit of money to buy a defender or two, we'd be maybe they should apply to the Aviva Community Fund and try and get a centre half in,
or just sell Coutinho.
Yeah, but he's a bit of a magician, isn't he? So I like us to keep hold of him.
Yeah, probably right. Quick word on Eddie Jones and England, and the sort of how he sort of changed England around, because it look at a completely different prospect.
Yeah, I can only speak really highly of Eddie. He's been great for me. He's picked me in every squad, and I love playing for him. He's an incredibly honest bloke. He works you incredibly hard, but he knows rugby inside and out. He's been around the world. He's won everything you can in the game, and he knows what he's talking about. So obviously the main aim for us is in two years' time, to go to Japan and lift that World Cup trophy. But we know we've got an awful lot of hard work to get there, starting with a three-test series in the autumn with Argentina in November.
Now, Alistair, if people want to find out a little bit more about the funding and how they can get their sweaty mitts on it, whereabouts can they go to?
Yep, simply search for Aviva Community Fund. It's all on there. The deadline to get your bids in, 10th of October. And it wouldn't be great if in a few years' time we're talking to the next Danny Kerr or the next Daniela Kerr, and that'd be a fantastic result of the Aviva Community Fund.
Alistair McQueen, Danny Kerr, thanks very much for joining us on Radio Yorkshire.
Thank you, mate.
Thank you.